Hey, there's a great contrast. It's going on in America. It's going on around the world. Here's the contrast right now. Here's North Korea shelling an island connected to South Korea. They're blowing up buildings. They're killing South Koreans. The Russians are condemning it. The Japanese are condemning it. The Chinese are saying, you guys quit playing, you know, start playing fair, be nice to each other. It is now South Korea is saying that it's going to give a huge response next time that it happens. So we have some saber rattling in the world around us right now. Now, contrasting this serious, I mean, the president of the United States is going to give a speech here shortly. I've got a TV under the right of me that's going to bring him on, and I won't be able to listen to it during this show, but the response here has been weak. Around the world, they're looking at it. It seems as though North Korea is bent on this an engagement of war. Well, war all around the world, and it goes to the factor of not only the nature of man, the desire, the presence of evil, the move towards collapse. But in the contrast, now here's what it is on the I'm looking at this you know, web information that I've got today. In college football teams, new uniforms. I live in Ohio, so Ohio State's going to face Michigan this weekend. They're going to have new uniforms. Now, that's going to cause some people to be mad, some people to not be mad. And while there is the brink of war there with, what is it now, 30,000 troops, United States, and 70,000 South Korean troops, where ships are now going to be moving into that area of the world, where it is said the largest contingency of soldiers between China, North Korea, South Korea, Americans, all of that, you're dealing with well over a million or more prepared for war. So you got the contrast of all of that and all of what's happening. We're trying to calm it down. You've got people arguing over Palin's daughter on Dancing with the Stars. Please understand, I don't have time to watch. I don't watch it at all. But people have told me today that there's a big argument going on that because of Sarah Palin's fame, that more people have called in votes to keep Sarah Palin's daughter winning when it's obvious the other dancers were better. Now, again, I didn't see any of the dancing. And I'm not sure I really care, you know, about the issue. But I tell you what, there's some folks mad about it. So the contrast between that going on in the world and North South Korea. Here in Akron, Ohio, we have a young man shot. And he runs off to a friend. They take him to the hospital. They find marijuana in his pocket and methamphetamines in his car. And so being shot in the hospital, he is arrested for drugs. At first, it seemed like he was the victim. Natalie Holloway, it's not her jawbone. And if it's not her jawbone, where is she? And whose jawbone is it? I want to tell you again, it's somewhat of a sick world that we're living in. In front of me, I have a Google map. I've been looking at some of the Bing maps too, but I'm looking at a Google map of Ravenna, Ohio. I've got it squared out down as far as it can go on top of a farm. Now, for 10 years, we have sought this farm. We've sought the location. We've looked for the victims. We've been up there prayer mapping through Kent State, Kent area, Ravenna area. Here's what we found out. Yes, there's an old, ancient, brotherhood, Nazi-oriented type of coven. Goes all the way back to the 60s. They have created satanic ritual abuse victims. And in seeking to find this supernaturally hidden but lethal coven presence, we found at first a victim. By God's providence and answer to prayer, we found the location of the farm where a lot of the rituals are going on. And the amazing thing is this, as we deal with Ravenna, a friend, a new friend, has sent up some information about it. Now, I tell you what, I don't go out on any tips unless I feel there's... See, I've been out so many times, thousands of miles, deep in the woods, all over the place, digging up bones, all this kind of stuff along the way, so I'm a little more careful about the information. But this individual that sent me the information today, they had no knowledge that we've been up there for 10 years. They have no knowledge of where we've been. At a golf club area, at a, well, I'm not going to go into all the details, but I'm just simply going to say that we've been to an area numerous times concerning where they may use, where they can kind of fly into those little small airports. Where this older crew has probably worked itself in its way into the politics in that area, where the actual victim, in when we first met her in her late 20s probably, means that there's probably another dozen or 30 victims over all these years. And we've compiled more information, and so I got this information today in an email, so I drove up to the area to do some more prayer mapping, and then I'm looking at a Google map and satelliting down. And the very spots that we wanted to get to, in the back area of the woods, behind this area, to kind of see what could be there, well, this is pretty incredible. Matter of fact, I could probably Google Map my house and see the location in the third layer down where I'm at right now. That's pretty astounding, isn't it? So let me say welcome to all the live listeners, satellite, internet, all around the world. Thousands of you, blessings in Christ. May God stretch out his hand. May he minister to you today and touch your life. And listen, let's pray together today that God reach his hand out to save, to heal, to deliver, to do the good that we see Christ did again and again and again and again. That's what we're all about here. But we also know that by God's providence, people come to the show and they engage the show and... it's not by accident that you're here. We're in a one-hour providential prayed-over period. Even the thousands upon thousands that will later on download in all those countries around the world. So, hello to you, and welcome. And whatever moment in time you download, the prayers are there for God to speak into your life too. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. This is the live broadcast, and we're grateful for the ones that have put us up here and enabled us to be here. And we're grateful that, God has given us an opportunity, and without question, a clear responsibility. Now, some of you may have come last night to, if you go to the website, shatterthedarkness.net, you'll notice on Monday night, we were going to be a guest interviewed by Dave Schrader of Darkness Radio. And that occurred last night, my time, midnight. And it was about cult crime and things like that. And, you know, we've had a lot of interviews, and you can find a lot of interviews in this last 2 years from all kinds of good radio programs and places. And I just simply say I appreciate the openness to Dave and the way he asked the questions. Very professional and good interaction and questions and the allowability for me to share my faith in the context of that show. So they have put up the MP3, so we have linked it to our website. If you want to get the Monday night show, you can. Tonight is Tuesday. It's the 23rd. And in this hour, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're on the subject of energies, powers, and there's a question mark, with no personal presence. The Vril, the Nazis, today's energy field out there. We're going to touch on all of that tonight, but as we get ready for that, let me mention ahead of time that at 9 o'clock tonight, Eastern Standard Time, we've been interviewed in the past, Call to Decision Radio, and by Pastor Butch Paul that I've met, and he had me come down and speak at the Mind Control Conference a couple of years ago. And we came back to do some ministry at a group that he had come in. It was great. So we appreciate Pastor Paul and his wife, Marcia. And Aaron is going to do the interview tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time live. And we've got the link up on the Tuesday area. We'll be back Wednesday night at 6 p.m. That's all we're going to do on Wednesday night, the 6 p.m. And then Thursday night, the 6 p.m. And Friday night, the 6 p.m. And most likely on Thursday, we will have it as a 4 live broadcast already put up, but it will be there if you want to get it then live or later on. But I'm glad to have you. Glad to have so many of you riding in lately. And listen, we're gonna probably do our own Facebook. We've tried to tell everybody, please don't use our name. Please don't use the Shadow of the Darkness name or my name. But we're probably going to go there because of some of the interaction. We want it to be seen on a website like that. So we're going to probably Facebook here soon and be connected that way also. Hundreds of downloads for you, and that's all at shatterthedarkness.net, including courses and materials and training. And just today, a brand new, it's a little over an hour long, but it's called The Presence of a Lethal Force. How to Detect the Presence, Methodology, Doctrine, and Agenda. The Luciferic, I mean, you hear of Luciferianism, you hear of all of that. And I'm going to say to you again, regardless of your background, there's no globalism without the Luciferic presence, methodology, doctrine, and agenda. There is no 2012, there is no occult doctrine, there is no secret society without that. So if you understand the Luciferic presence, methodology, okay, many people do, but the doctrine, the sheer Satan-given, Luciferic-given doctrine, that evolution to deity, and then the agenda. If you understand the doctrine and the agenda very well from the biblical standpoint, where God is kind of spelled out the Luciferian doctrine and the Luciferian agenda. Well, if you know those two things well, then you can see it bleeding into political ideology, globalist ideology, economic ideology and policy, military weapons development and super soldiering. You can see a lot of it. So we put up a thing called The Presence of a Lethal Force. And it does have something to do with tonight's message on Vril. Some of you, if you have a German background or those of you who monitor the show that have a Nazi orientation, well, you understand the Vril Society, the Vril Power. If you've read the book, The Coming Race, book out there called The Coming Race, and it's all about a subterranean race of individuals. They're superhumans, and they're the Vril-ya people, and they have this energy, this power, this presence that as they develop it, it's a part of their science. It's a part of their development. It's a part of their enhancement. Now, it's very interesting about this book, The Coming Race. The idea that eventually from the subterranean level, they will emerge. They'll be like the God-man. Matter of fact, when you do the study on the Vril, the Vrilia, the Coming Race, this whole story of a subterranean race with its connections to the Aryan, to the Atlantean, it's pretty interesting. When you start to think about the abyss, I know that Steve Quell and I talked about this, and many ask about the locality of the abyss. Some think it's deep under the resources of the ocean, seas, but into the down into the earth. There's the project that some have been working on to go into the hollow earth concept, to go down into the hollow earth. And I've listened to Coast, and one of the interviews of one of the men that wants to go down in there. And there are those that believe that there are, you know, well, I don't know what you want to call them. But let's ask the question about the coming race. Now, if this coming race is a race that is a little above humanity with the power, the Vril power, energy, force, that is connected to their development in science and even technology and used in all kinds of ways. Now, once again, I want to go to the issue of the abyss. The abyss is not the problem. It's a containment. It's like the jail itself is not the problem. It's who's in the jail. It's who's in the containment. And the entities there in the future when authority, a key, a right is given, it will be opened. Now, many people believe the abyss is under the earth. And I can say to you, I'm not sure whether it's under the earth or in space. Is it dimensional? Because when you read Revelation 9, when it talks about the abyss, the door or the gate opening, that huge smoke and it's so vast that it kind of darkens the skies and covers the sun and the moon and so forth. And that these entities then come down upon the earth, and they are clearly beyond humanity. They have a little bit of a face like a man, but they're literally beyond. They're like crossbreed, mutant, whatever you want to think. Ultimately, they are demonic in nature. They are already there. They are there right now. 2,000 years ago, as Jesus himself was going to cast demons out, they didn't want to go to the abyss. The demonic world, as I've engaged in exorcism, they know the abyss exists, and the demons themselves do not like the place. They don't want to be put into the abyss. So it's already there. There's a locality, and whether it's under the earth or not, I'm just kind of putting, and there's those that have put the two together. And the concept of, is it a lost race? Is this where Nephilim spirits are? Is this where the containment is? And if these entities are there, here's one thing I can guarantee you. There are suprahuman powers, energies. And if you think in terms of what the Nazis called it, Vril, it's almost as though it's a substance. Now stop for a moment and think in terms of, if you're a Christian, God's power. You have felt God's power, felt God's love, felt God's compassion. All I can tell you as a Christian, I have experienced, before I became a believer, I've experienced the other side. In coming to Christ and He coming into me involved His presence, power, His energy. And I'm going to say there's substance. I mean, your body is the temple of the Spirit of God. We read in a tremendous verse in 2 Peter chapter 1. Now listen, it says, His divine power has given us everything we need for life, the Christ-like life, and godliness, the word eusebia, meaning devotion to God through our knowledge of Him. So when you read that, it's pretty interesting that... And it's in the perfect tense in the Greek, meaning that this divine power from the moment of salvation to this present moment is a permanent indwelling. It's in you. And you have now in you, body, soul, and spirit, you have in the depths of you divine power. Oh, wow. I'm taking a look at my monitor. I'm just now looking. George Soros has come up in the Huffington Post. I'm going to have to look at that later in his comments about what's going on and his involvement to affect the next elections. There's a man, I'm going to say again, needs to be prayed about, needs to be engaged. I wonder why he's woken up at 3 o'clock a.m. in the middle of the night and led to write things down and then operate his agenda based on what he's come to believe. So do some spiritual analyzing of George Soros, because there is globalism written all over him. And again, that involves energy, that involves force, that involves power. Now, we just put up the new I think it's an hour and 8 minutes long, MP3 called The Presence of a Lethal Force. You know why I'm here? Because of that. You know why you're listening? If you're interested in the issues of globalism, national sovereignty, if you're interested in the issues of economic global collapse and where all the money's going to, if you believe there is an Antichrist coming, if you believe that the end of days are upon us, it's all because of an actual lethal force emanating from a presence. It's true. You remember one time when one individual went to Jesus and touched him. Here was a lady that was, she had an issue of blood. She had a disease, a sickness. She spent all of her money on trying to get well. She couldn't do it, but she heard about Jesus. And she figured inside of herself, and this is an act of faith, she believed that if she could even touch his robe, she could be healed. And sure enough, pressing through the crowd, she reaches out, grabs a hold of the very garment of Christ. And she's instantly healed and knows that she's been healed. But guess who else knows? Jesus stops. And in the pressing of the throng, you know, the crowd around him, he says, "Who touched me?" And they're all like, "What do you mean, who touched you? Everybody's touching you." No. "Who touched me?" Because virtue, the actual Greek word is dunamis. It's a powerful little word that describes the power of salvation, power of the Word of God, power in prayer, the dunamis, the power that's in your life as a believer. Dunamis is where we get our word dynamite. It has the understanding of the felt, manifested, operating, well, the power of God is effectual. You cannot be affected by the power of God without, feeling. The power of God cannot come into you in salvation without the effects of total forgiveness, freedom from the power of sin, freedom from Satan's rights, and a gift of eternal life inside, and the literal presence of Christ. So by the power of God, you're saved. By the power in prayer, answers can come. There is this power in the Word of God. And it is a force. It is called, in the book of Hebrews 4, living and active. It's powerful. Now, I want you to know something. If you're a believer, a real believer in Jesus, you can't be without the power of the Spirit of God, of 2 Peter 1, the divine power being inside of you. Now, that power is personal because it comes from God. The power emanates from God. God sends the power of the Holy Spirit. So there is an inseparable interaction. You can say, "Well, I have the power of God all over me." Well, good. Praise God. I know one thing. I've never felt bad when I felt the power of God all over me. The power of God all over us, it's awesome. I've been in revival where the power of God fell and everybody was affected. I have seen where God has come in corporate ways like that. And I know what it is, well, even today, to worship and feel God's presence. You know his presence? See, I don't see God visibly yet. I will see him face to face. If you're a believer, you will see him face to face. But I know he's here, and I've interacted and walked with and been in fellowship. It's his presence. And that presence means there is a felt internal sense, a manifest power, energy. Does God give me his energy? I'll talk about that in Colossians, where Paul talks about how he labors with all of God's energy. Pretty interesting, isn't it? But we're going to go into this discussion over the issue of the vril and what the Nazis were into and how it's very similar to New Age concepts, what remote viewers are getting into. And let me tell you something. I mean, this lethal force, the Luciferic presence, methodology, doctrine, and agenda shows up again and again and again and again. And please understand, if you really know that presence, methodology, doctrine, and agenda, then you're going to be able to spot the individuals that embrace it. You're going to be able to spot it in speeches, in computer gaming, in political ideology, in occult writings. You'll be able to spot it in a lot of places. And I want to tell you right now that a lot of the doctrine and the sense of that agenda and the movement towards globalism, I will say this again, and I really pray that you understand this. There is no development of globalism at all without the force, the energy, the presence, the actual Luciferic entity, the fallen cherub behind it. And you got to understand, Satan is global. And the agenda is going global. It's not there yet, but it's going global. The two processes is, one, It will develop as a process, like the frog in the kettle approach, and then the events, great catastrophe, chaos, anarchy, rise of Antichrist and globalism, rise of the false prophet, opening of the abyss, all the in-between battling and all the things that occur, and then the day of Armageddon. So we are talking about, and if you feel it in the air, if today or later on a psychic, a remote viewer, or maybe an occultist, a mason is listening, then please understand that regardless of the specifics of your belief systems, you can track your doctrinal issues, you can track your felt powers back to an entity. If it's coming from the fallen cherub, it will present to you a de-deified, non-saving Christ and give you an alternative. It will move you away from relationship to God to a self-exaltation. Spiritual experiences galore, yes, to preoccupy you and keep you there. It's all about keeping you from God. You've been hooked. Or if you know personally the living Christ, you have a testimony of the experience of God's presence and God's power in you. Remember I've been saying, Romans chapter 8, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you are none of His. God wants you to be. God loves you. His death on the cross was explicitly for you, really for you, regardless of what you're going through. And the effects of that work at the cross, if you haven't experienced it, well, God's waiting. What are you waiting for? You know, Christ is knocking at the door of your life, wanting you to open the door. See, the handle's on the inside. He's knocking on the outside if you don't know Him. And the handle's on the inside. If you open the door of your life, call upon Christ, believe on Him, receive Him as Lord, God, Savior into your life. All that He says, all that He is, comes in. Now, there is, in this day, a big issue, though. There may be some listening to me right now. You have powers. You have vril. You have energies. You have non-human enhancements. You have stuff in your life. It's there. It's really there. You really experience it. It might even give you the abilities of clairvoyance, telekinesis, all kinds of stuff that this vril, this energy, this power can give you. There's one thing it can't give you. It can't give you God. You could be a remote viewer and remote view a filing cabinet in a secure facility in Russia. You can claim you've gone to the past to remote view the resurrection, as some remote viewers say they did. They've done it. You can say you remote view the future, you remote viewed Satan, you've seen sights, and some of it will be accurate. That's how the finite dark side masqueraded as light will work. Some of it will work. But almost always the majority or the 70% or 80% inaccuracy is going to be... You see, it's not the inaccuracy that keeps you away, though. It's the fact that 15% could be real. It's the fact that some of it could be so real and astonishing that keeps you mesmerized. That's part of the deception. Part of the hook. Part of holding you under those spiritual waters. Whether you know it or not, you're spiritually drowning. And I'm going to tell you right now that if you have non-human enhancements and they've not come from God, see, I can say as a believer, I've got non-human enhancements. The energy of God, the power of God, charismatic giftings of God, the literal presence of God that, listen, He picks me up. I go to Him. You know what the Bible says? For me as a believer, cast your cares upon the Lord, upon Him, because He cares for you. Let me give you a contrast. The Spirit of God in the Scriptures and all the spiritual experiences God brings points you to the person, Christ, points you to the living Christ, points you into relationship, because the source of all of that glorious work comes from him. He's the author and the perfecter of your faith, the source of all of it. And it's all about the Spirit of God glorifying Christ, the scriptures pointing back, and even the experiences we have pointing back to Jesus, to interaction with, well, in a personal way with God, with Christ. The other side of the fence, it's all about keeping you dazzled with the energies, the experiences, the engagements, the dreams, the non-human enhancements, and all of that is to keep you preoccupied so you don't know who. You don't know where the energy is emanating from. Many of you subpersonalities and chosen ones, you've got, and you were created to get empowerments. Supernaturally given and non-human enhanced empowerments. There are those that can do astral projection. There are those that can do astral warfare. There are those that know how to obtain spiritual powers and send them. There are those that do energy work. You call it energy work. But again, I'm going to say the dark side would love to completely enamor you with spiritual powers and energy and felt and experiences and everything else with the goal of never letting you know where it emanates from. Dark side powers, dark side energy, dark side presence coming through the mask never really wants you to know what the real source is. Now, I've told the story about the lady that came to our offices, went down and talked to one of the lay pastors. Just telling and boasting that they have an ancestral spirit, an animal spirit guy that's been with their family handed down, and she's got this good friend in her life, and he kept telling her it's not from God. She kept on saying it has to come from God. It's good. So that pastor takes her up to another pastor next to my door in my office and says, let's check this out. And so that second pastor said, he prayed out loud over her in the name of the living Christ. Instantly, the masqueraded presence that she was convinced was an ancestral animal, spirit guide, and good manifested, growling, angry, as demonic entity. The force, the presence, the leading, the guidance, it can be tested. It can be tested. And she wanted it gone. And, of course, the pastor commanded it to leave and come out of her and off of her. And it did. She was astounded. Astounded at this. Now, I tell the story, and I've told it in the past, and I'm going to just quickly remind you. A second-generation remote viewer, and I dealt with this individual for a long time. Their claims of the CIA, the DIA, the Fort Bragg, the Psi Warrior, 1st Earth Battalion, under that training, all of this, and included is the multiplicity, the superior nature of their multiplicity to the rest of humanity, that they are a Psi Warrior, a super soldier, monarch, all the things I heard. And I will say there was powers and abilities and supernatural. I mean, they were enhanced. They were clearly an enhanced human being. In my engagement over the years, and I pray that God, by God's providence, that individual who left, who disappeared years ago, will listen, is out there. They're the kind of person that would listen in the shadows right now. But I remember there was times that we had engagement. And they understood that unable to surrender and open up to the living Christ and his presence and power coming in, they had to be willing to give up the non-human enhancements, the energies and powers that literally were connected to entities that came from the dark side. There were clear times they were like, no, I'm not giving up these powers. They actually at times felt like they'd be vulnerable as a warrior if they gave up those powers. They wouldn't exchange finite powers rooted in demonic entities. See, the entities can emanate a presence. They can release operating supernatural. I mean, you might not see it as supernatural. You might just see it as, or they call it, non-human enhancement. You might have abilities. You might be able to, I can see the dead people. I can go into the past. I can remote view the future. I can astral project and go over to somebody else's house. I could be in an area and feel what was there the day before. I mean, there's a lot of things, you know. And the issue is, where does that non-human enhancement, that non-human energy, because in many engagements with folks over the years, many times it's they feel the energy, they feel the power, they feel and they operate, but they have no clue that what is operating in and on them is connected inseparably to entities that do not want to make themselves known. That's how that side works. If you don't understand that side, please understand now, that is how that side works. They'd love to speak to you and work in you and guide you and lead you and give you things. That's what happened in the garden, and that's what I did in this new broadcast that we put up called, well, the one that we just put up, The Presence of a Lethal Force. There is no lethal force without the actual entity from which that force emanates. Do we understand? See, God, you know, power went out from Christ. When we talk about being saved, when anybody in the world, Russians listen, Chinese listen, please, my dear friends, wherever you are in the world, the living Christ who died for the sum total of humanity is knocking at the door of your life, wanting to bring into you the reality of God's presence, the healing of your life, the gift of eternal life, forgiveness, and knowing God. And that involves the Spirit of God, the power of God, which might feel like an energy, a presence on you, beckoning you to come. We are told not to insult the Spirit of grace. We are told not to resist. I mean, that's clear in Scripture. Don't resist the Spirit of God. Now, if you have demonic empowered abilities, and if you have demon-given energies and the abilities to do signs and wonders and whatever else inside of you, and if you can really do them, I mean, the false prophet in the future, he's going to do stuff that is off the scale, visible before probably hundreds of millions of people at a time. This is going to go way beyond Sai Baba, way beyond Maitreya and Benjamin Krim, way beyond that. There'll be like a resurrection of the dead of the Antichrist. There'll be all kinds of fire coming down. There'll be so many. Listen, when you get to the end of the book of Revelation chapter 19, you read verse 20, look what it says. The super soldier, globalist military, kings of the earth and army that are on that field, having the mark, worshiping the image. And when it mentions the false prophet, it will tell you then in the future. Now listen, I'm talking right now in time that this has not yet occurred but is moving towards that date. The false prophet is said to, in Scripture's definitive terms, ascend from out of the earth. He will be underground somewhere. He may be there right now. My opinion would be, if the Antichrist is really alive but not revealed, unveiled to the world yet, then the false prophet is alive and literally under the earth. Now, does that make a connection to the concept of the coming race and the Vrilya, the concept of what's... I mean, if the abyss is deep down under the earth, if there is a hiding place there to where they're not permitted yet to come out, they're not wanting to let their presence known, there's a timing on their visibly presentation of the world. Now, that involves God's restraint, holding them back until God says, well, until God removes the restrainer. Oh, they will come. The moment the restraint is removed, like a dam breaking, we've seen, that's why I keep telling you, I'm telling you now, we've seen nothing yet. If you understand biblical revealed prophecy, then you'll know. I only know this by biblical revealed prophecy, what the Spirit of God has said. What we've seen already is nothing in comparison to the bursts that will come. The planetary wave of manifested satanic powers. The mother of all rituals, Revelation 16. And that will be a release with felt energy, felt power in a global sense with supernatural seduction that will get the already deceived mark of the beast wearing, image of the beast worshiping, political, military, super soldier, and they're going to gather them. Let me tell you again, for the soldiers, for the military, there is no Armageddon without this sheer force. Everybody can say today, and I think there's so many that do, I've been asking about it for the last number of years. People send me notes on this all the time. Listen, send me a note. Some of you sent me a note last week when I asked you why you listen. Thank you. Thanks for the kind words. And all we care about is that we do bring real effect in your life from Christ and help and benefit. What use would it be just to be babbling about South and North Korea and Sarah Palin's daughter? That's all in the news. You can read about it, but I'm not sure to really, I mean, what really affects you is right now. Whether you know God, His power, and the indwelling of God, the Holy Spirit. Do you realize as a believer you have God, the Holy Spirit? That God says in 1 John chapter 4, greater, megdala, huge, bigger and broader and wider is the presence of the Spirit of God in you than Satan himself. So let's see now. You have the living Christ in. You're indwelt by the Spirit of God, which is beyond any other entity and entities out there. You have the authority of Christ, the armor of God, the hand of God with you. What is there to fear? If God be for you, who can be against you, right? Well, in the context of all of that, and I know we're supposed to be talking about literally, and I mentioned this concept of the coming race. See, the concept, and this is what a lot of cultists, if you're an occultist that has read Alice Bailey, you understand this. If you're a New Ager that's really been versed, you understand this. That it seems like they've been pumping the concept of globalism, the concept of a coming spiritual evolution, the concept of a new race of humanity. It's almost like it is in the air, but it's connected to the entities. It's true. You see, the Bible teaches that all of creation created by God, Romans chapter 1, verse 18 down, that it emanates an evidence of God as creator, of his divine nature, of his eternal quality, of his invisible. You look at it, Romans chapter 1, verses 18 on down, so that it leaves man without excuse. So the creation by God emanates an evidence of the presence of God, the existence of God. I don't care what the atheist says. It's kind of like psychobabble. It's all noise to shield their own conscience from the internal fact that God is there and that they don't know God. And that a sin nature and a dark side is there, and they don't want to know that either. But that it wants to keep them from God. So the atheist screams there is no God, all the while he has or she has no other answer for anything. But the screaming in anger that there is no God, and mad at, quote, religion, doesn't, that's kind of like the noise. They're raising the level of noise so high they cannot hear, don't want to look at. It's kind of like the person that closes their eyes, puts the hands over their ears, and just goes la 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 la, and they don't want to see anything going on, hear anything going on. Let me just say tonight, in 45 minutes in, if you are new to the show, this is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. We're talking about tonight, Tuesday night, in the series that we're doing kind of this week, a random mix of critical issues. And we're simply dealing with what's out there. I'm going to say again, I don't care whether you're in India, whether you're in South Africa, whether you're in South America, you could be in South Africa, you're going to find that there's massive witchcraft. You could be in Mexico, you could be a drug lord in Mexico or from South America. And you know there's powers and energies, and so you go to not just Santeria Palomón, but you go to something even darker, and you are offering, you're giving offerings to Santi Murti, the saint of death, the demon god of death. It's all over in Mexico, all over the place. There's spiritism all over the place. There's demons all over the place in Mexico. And I've had missionaries and other folks that are down there teaching and working. When they've heard me say these things, write to me and say, absolutely. And tell me about the drug lords and what's in their area. And anybody that can just do a little bit of study on the issue of Santi Murti and the saint of death. And listen, drug lords are combining, well, not only their physical terrorism in the development of unleashing their drugs and making money. It's money motivated. But the acquisition of dark powers to literally bless the drug trade. Drugs and spiritual presence to advance the cause of drugs in the world. And look at the violence, you know, all along the border down there. So we need to pray for the border guards, the border, and Texans and Arizonans and all those along the border and Californians. You've got to understand that there is a spiritual wave. There are poleros, there are priests and priestesses that are appeasing the demon gods to bring them into operating presence and power for the drug lords and the drug trade. And they're real. Ask the folks from Matamoros if they're real. Law enforcement needs to understand the spiritual motivations behind high crimes and even serial murderers, ritual killing. Now, I began talking about in the show Vril and simply touching on that subject because I looked at it here lately and how the Nazis, and prior to that, there's a belief in this Vril, this presence, you can say that it's an energy, you can say that it's, well, you can do a little study on it, but it involves, it's inseparable from occultism, it's very much like New Age sense of spiritual energies. As a matter of fact, it's very much like Alice Bailey in the book she wrote, The Externalization of the Hierarchy. The idea that this demonic entity, the ascended master that guided her and dictated the writings, that literally spell out the evolutionary development of the New Age, the counterfeit to the church that it would develop, how they would invade the church, how they would have effect in the area of science and technology. As a matter of fact, there's occult prophecy that the veil between science and spirit would be broken. That demonic spirit energy, Vril for the Nazis, energies for those who are out there today, that these energies, these presences, these powers would guide in an evolutionary development scientists and others into kind of the alternative sciences, would guide them into, you know, receiving technologies and being able to eventually break a hole through the veil. And that side and this side would be, is that a prediction of the opening of the abyss? Is that an occult prediction of the coming opening, the dimensional gateway that will be opened in the future, the abyss? And look what's going to happen. That's what I'm saying. The dark side, masqueraded, operative, leading humanity, well, leads them right into the face of total sheer horror and destruction. You ever wonder why God even put in there, in prophecy, the revelation, how the abyss will be opened and what will happen? Because it's part of the agenda of the dark side. And if you can look at, now I'm not saying you need to read, and you'll notice that I will not quote word for word demonic doctrine. Because I stand opposed to it. But I do believe that demonic doctrine, as I've read it in Helena Blavatsky and, well, Alice Bailey and a dozen others, they're all saying the same thing. What the Nazis talked about and secret societies talked about, the Thule Society talked about, the presence of Vril. Or if you go back even to Leighton's book, The Coming Race, of a subterranean superhuman, superhumans that have this, well, whether it's a fluid or energy, or it's literally their source, both latent and manifest. And it involves science and technology and everything about them. It involves the concept of an evolutionary development. And so when you look at the Nazi concept of Vril, the connection to the Aryan race, descendants of Atlantis, when you look at that connection of that source of energy opening the gateways to spaceships, flying saucers, you're going to find today that there's the same thing. Any abductees and all those who know there's an energy. An energy behind the appearances, the lights in the skies, the visitations, the transporting of people, the abduction and all that occurs. Vril is simply the concept of an energy, a life force, but not human, beyond human, suprahuman. And all I'm simply trying to share is that what that concept was back then, and whatever they want to call it, as a matter of fact, I would say, listen, they say that there are super medicines that are made through the operating energy of Vril, that there is x-ray guns that can be in spaceships that can be flown by this presence, that literally spiritual energy can be turned into operating material power, that spiritual energy can come to a level of manifestation to empower a ship, to be accessed for healing. Now, I'm going to say again that Vril back then is very similar to the idea of remote viewers receiving from the so-called Universal Library, this Akashic Records, this domain out there where all of the information, who controls the information? How did it get there? Older psychics and the rest of them, they'll all tell you. There are entities, light beings. There are extra-dimensional entities that operate the Akashic Records. They're there. That the energy that emanates from the domain out there, you can call it the Akashic Records, you can call it the field, as Lynn Taggart did, you can call it the collective unconscious, as Jung, the occultist psychiatrist, did. But God gives a more definitive and accurate description. Eros, the immediate dense atmosphere around the earth, there's a exousia, a domain. There is a operating entity, there is a domain, which is like the extension, the presence worldwide around us, the whole globe. Just above us in the atmosphere is the actual domain, the presence, emanating energy, hundreds of millions of entities. Oh yes, with someone that leads them, the fallen cherub. If you've experienced energies that bring non-human enhancements, and hey, listen, they can bring healings, they can bring sight, they can bring dreams, they can bring synchronicities. This energy can bring a lot of things. It's real. It's operative. It's exactly what God says, that it's the prince of the power of the Eros, the spirit, who is now, listen, there's a Greek word, it says who's at work. It's where we get the Greek word energy, where we get our word energy from, energes. It's, there's an energy, and a working, a supernatural operating power behind what is going on, behind globalism, behind the rise of Antichrist, behind the possession, behind the demonization there in Italy and the infiltration of the Catholic Church. It's behind the inspiration of war and the black flag junk, and it's behind sleep paralysis. It's behind the channeling. It's in the rocks for Reiki masters. The energies. The energies are real. They are inseparable from the entities. But I'll tell you again, the entities, they don't want you to know who they are. If they could just get you feeling the energy, as that one second generation remote viewer said, they felt an energy. They felt curiosity. They felt led along the way, and they got out. They went to the ether again and again and again and again. They did it with two others. They triangulated. They talked about psychic assassination. They talked about threshold walkers. They talked about being out there in the ether. They talked about coming out to a barrier that they couldn't cross. Was that the third heaven? I don't know. I'm asking the question. But when we commanded that that energy be making itself known, guess what happened? An entity named Argon acknowledged its presence, acknowledged that it was the source of the energy that enabled her to get out into the ether and to do what they were doing. Once we commanded the entity to get out and leave, they weren't able to do and get out into the ether any longer. So check out the source of the spiritual energies and powers and abilities, because biblically prophesied, the dark side masqueraded as light, masqueraded as human enhancing, human evolving, spiritually good things, is all about preoccupation, all about hooking the human race and preparing them for a world leader that God has already said will lead to the greatest destruction of humanity, of the earth, than ever in all of history. Why don't you listen to the living Christ who died on the cross? Go again to Matthew 24 and see the words about the end of days. There's a Savior that gives love and power and presence. I know his energy. You look at Colossians chapter 1, Paul in the end of that chapter talks about how he labors for God with all of God's energy. That's right. His operating presence is in the believer. God has given the believer in Christ non-human enhancement, but it comes from God and points to a relationship with God. God doesn't hide from his energy. His presence and his actual person is inseparable. He wants to know you and you to know him. Listen, this is Russ Dizdar. We're at the end of the hour. I hear the music. ShadowTheDarkness.net on the web. God bless you. Keep us in prayer. Keep us in support. Good night.